Thank you, Sarah. For our last selection of items for part one, we have a mix of sporting and charity-based news. Norwich City Football Club post another win at the same time as they publish their current accounts, and push at Westminster for safe standing at their ground. As for charity events, there are efforts from Aviva and Waitrose and help for rough sleepers in the city. Daniel Farke in form side came from behind for the second time in 4 days to earn a superb championship win over the highly rated opposition on Tuesday night, beating Aston Villa 2-1 thanks to 2 goals from striker Jordan Rhodes. The visitors claimed to the lead in the 19th minute when James Chester headed a corner goalwards, with Tom Tribal getting the unfortunate final touch. But the Canaries were level 10 minutes into the second half as Rhodes rose high above the head of an Amy Benuela corner and really cranked up the atmosphere. The Sheffield Wednesday loanee wasn't done there, though, showing his goal-scoring instinct to prod home a fine Marco Strepperman cross in the 73rd minute at the near post, scoring his 4th league goal of the campaign and 7th overall, sealing a 6th win in 8 league games for City. The Canaries are back in Carrow Road action on Saturday when they take on mid-table Brentford.
The sale of some of Norwich City's star players was vital in keeping the club financially afloat, its sporting director has said. Details of Norwich City Football Club's accounts reveal the club managed to turn a £2.7 million post-tax loss in 2016-17 into a £14.6 million profit after tax in 2017-18. That was despite income dropping from £75.9 million to £63.7 million as a result of lower parachute payments. City Chairman Ed Balls said the profit reflected various cost reductions and transfer money received at the end of the summer. But he warned the club will be in a cash negative position by the end of the year due to the end of the parachute payments. City will also be hit with a £10 million tax bill. Director of Finance Ben Dack said this was due to the club having to pay VAT on every player it transfers. Parachute payments are provided to clubs following their relegation from the Premier League. The season will instead benefit from £7 million for broadcasting rights with the English Football League. City saw income from its ticket sales increase slightly from £9.2 million in 2017 to £9.8 million in 2018. That is despite the average home attendance falling to 25,960 from 26,354 in 2017. The club generated a further £9.5 million through the operating activities and a further £5.1 million from the Canaries bond.
Norwich City took the issue of safe standing areas straight to the seat of power. The club, at the forefront of the bid to restore terracing to football stadia, started a petition earlier this year, raising more than 100,000 signatures, meaning it was required to be considered for a parliamentary debate. Ed Balls, former Economic Secretary to the Treasury, has been working hard to put forward Norwich City's views and secured a meeting with the Sports Minister, Tracy Crouch, at Whitehall on Wednesday. Robin Sainty, Canaries Trust Chairman, said Norwich is and will be the only football club to get an audience with Parliament. It was very good and a positive meeting with Tracy Crouch. She was keen to hear the views of supporters and support groups.
Colleagues at Aviva created a sea of pink while fundraising for breast cancer treatment. Wear It Pink is a national campaign set up by Breast Cancer Now, which sees thousands of people across the UK wearing pink in aid of the charity. Kim Smith, who works for Aviva's business and finance department and is currently undergoing chemotherapy, says she is keen to share how important it is to detect cancer early. She said, "I want to encourage men and women to check themselves more regularly because it wasn't something that I did." Mrs. Smith was diagnosed in May after coming back from a holiday with her husband. So far, the company have raised more than £1,500 for the charities, with more expected to come in over the rest of the month. Mrs. Smith said, "I wanted to give something back. I've been through a traumatic time and been like a rabbit in the headlights because I didn't realise the complexity of breast cancer."
A supermarket has raised nearly £500 for a charity that allows hospital patients to meet some furry friends. Waitrose Eaton's Community Matters programme has presented a cheque for £437 to the Norfolk branch of Pets as Therapy. The charity provide a free therapeutic visiting service to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, UEA, Norfolk Library Service, prisons, schools and nursing homes. Founded in 1983, it helps those suffering from loneliness as well as debilitating mental and physical health conditions such as dementia, autism and strokes. It also works to improve children's literacy and engagement with education through their Read to Dogs scheme. The money raised will go towards encouraging more volunteers with suitable pets to come and join the charity. This year, the scheme, which allows Waitrose customers to vote for which charity they would like the business to support, is celebrating its 10th anniversary and £30 million donated.
A scheme to help rough sleepers in Norwich has supported more than 120 people in need of its first 3 months. The Pathways scheme, a partnership of seven local organisations, was launched in July with a goal of supporting those in the city who find themselves without a roof over their heads. Now, 3 months on, the team, which includes St Martin's Housing Trust, YMCA Norfolk and the Salvation Army, among others, said that it has 122 positive outcomes for people who are rough sleeping or who have complex needs. A positive outcome can include rough sleepers finding accommodation or others being supported to remain in their existing homes. The team said prison release with no accommodation and relationship breakdown were very common reasons for homelessness, while mental health and substance misuse remained issues for many of the people assessed by the team. They lead a street count several times a week to identify who is bedded down outside and to respond to reports of people sleeping rough or in vehicles or tents outside the city centre. From July to September, Pathways said they found 51 people bedded down, with 17 new to the streets. 15 of those were found suitable accommodation by the Pathways team. The team delivers a daily outreach service to offer support to people engaged in street activities, primarily street begging.
Well, we've reached the end of part one now, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy part two.